This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for their government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapala town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said, "Tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years."
Janajatiya Gaurav hazaron varshon se hamare Bharat ki chetna ka abhinn hissa raha hai. Jab jab desh ke samman, स्वाभिमान और स्वराज की बात आई तो हमारा आदिवासी समाज सबसे आगे खड़ा हुआ. हमारा स्वतंत्रता संग्राम इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है. आदिवासी समाज से निकले कितने ही नायक नायिकाओं ने आजादी की मशाल को आगे बढ़ाया.
The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. Earlier, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport yesterday morning and reached the Antroli area where a bullet train station is under construction. Later last evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said, "Now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development which has been seen in this election." The nation celebrated Janajatiya Gaurav Divas to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The centre has marked 15th November as Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone for the Eklavya Model Residential School, EMRS, at Songpi Jang village in Manipur's Kangpokpi district. Kangpokpi Deputy Commissioner Mahesh Chaudhary and other senior officials were present at the event. Speaking on the occasion, the Deputy Commissioner described the foundation stone laying as one of the most important moments for the district. He mentioned that while the district already has one EMRS at Sapormena, the new school will be a game-changer for the surrounding areas and subdivisions. After the completion of the Bihar Legislative Assembly elections 2025, informal discussions have begun regarding the formation of the new government. Union Minister and Chief of the Lok Sabha, Chief of the Lok Janashakti Party, Ram Vilas, Chirag Paswan met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar yesterday. Talking to the media in Patna, Mr. Paswan said that several issues were discussed with the Chief Minister. Several newly elected MLAs and senior leaders are reaching Chief Minister's house to congratulate Mr. Kumar about the landslide victory of NDA in his leadership. The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garuda 25 in France from today. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force, FASF, till the 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence said that this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. During the exercise, the IAF's Sukhoi 30 MKI aircraft will operate alongside the French multi-role fighters in complex simulated air combat scenarios, focusing on air-to-air combat, air defence and joint strike operations. Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi became first Indian player and second overall to qualify for the quarterfinals of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 by defeating two-time World Cup champion Livon Aronian with the black pieces in Arpora, Goa. Pentala Harikrishna, the only other Indian besides Arjuna to reach round 5 of the World Cup, has drawn his second classical game against Jose Martinez following a draw in the first match as well. And that is the end of this news bulletin.